Hey, I'm glad you joined me this week on my website. Take a little break. I take a little trip every couple of months just to get away. A little older, I always wanted to get away for a few days. And I left this last week, flew up to Chapel Hill, North Carolina. I visit Chapel Hill four or five times a year, visit with my old track coach there. Stayed at a wonderful hotel, by the way, up there called the Siena Inn. It is a chain operated by an Italian group, just like being in Italy. Wonderful food, wonderful service. Early enjoyed it. Had a nice workout in their workout facilities. Then the track coach and I had a long visit. Got out on the track and had a good workout up there. Then continued my trip and came up to the East Coast. I wanted to visit a number of bookstores that have handled my book and talked to them about some book signings of the new book I have coming out. I went to Northampton, Massachusetts, all this area in western Massachusetts, about a three-hour drive out of New York. Had a wonderful stay up there. Probably the largest concentration of bookstores of any area in the country in Northampton, where Smith College is located. Just a few miles away is South Hadley, where Mount Holyoke is located. And then on up to Amherst, which I just found delightful. Amherst is very much like Chapel Hill, my alma mater. And lots of young people, enthusiastic in their approach to life, and a very clean area. Bookstores galore, so I really had a ball in my number of days up there. But in my column this week, I hope you'll check it out, I wrote about the attitudes up there. Several things were so sharp and distinct from us down in Louisiana. First of all, Katrina is irrelevant. That was something that happened a long time ago to be written about in the history books, and there's just no continuing interest because some people told me, look, there are disasters every week. There are floods in Canada, rather in Kansas in the Midwest, continuing problems in California, so we gave it our best shot for you folks in Louisiana, but now it's time to move on, and there's not much interest in continuing helping us, number one. Number two, a lot of complaints about gas prices, but when I talked about drilling offshore, nobody even wanted to consider that. Now, they were outraged at paying $4.16. That was the cheapest gas I could find in Massachusetts or in Connecticut. Some up as high as $4.50 for just a gallon of regular gas. They didn't want to talk about drilling because that meant pollution. That meant killing all the fish. As I wrote in my column this week, it's just the opposite we found in Louisiana. There's very safe ways to drill, lots of energy, tons of oil and gas offshore. And, of course, the best fishing in the country is off the coast of Louisiana. It's not Florida anymore. It's Louisiana. Hope you'll check out my column and read my comments. Then I came on into New York, where I met my wife Gladys, and we have my nephew Gary is graduating from New York University this weekend. I'll be taking in the graduation, visiting with my oldest daughter Campbell and my new grandbaby. As she continues her show on CNN each evening, I'll spend some time in the mornings with her the next couple of days. So it's a great family trip, road trip, alma mater trip, and my getting away a little bit to check all those bookstores out. So I just share that with you. Other thing I found interesting, by the way, in my trip back east is that the war is almost forgotten. Everybody's against the war, but as far as sacrifice or being really concerned about the war effort over in Iraq, no one seems to focus on that at all. It's just irrelevant. Where I find back in Louisiana, there's a much more stronger support for what our troops are going through and more concern about what's happening over Iraq than I found on the East Coast. Those folks have just kind of put it behind them. What war? We're not messing up our daily lives. Things are going fine. The economy is okay for us. They just don't seem very concerned, and I found that, quite frankly, very troubling. I'll be here through the weekend and be back in Louisiana. If you get a chance this Sunday, check my radio show on WRNO out of New Orleans. You can go to WRNO.com and you can listen to it over the web. I'm on from 11 to 1 on Sunday. I'll be flying back late Saturday night into New Orleans doing my show on Sunday. So hope you'll listen in. Have a good week. Take care, and I'll talk to you again this week. Hope you'll enjoy some of the fun things on my site I've written about, and I look forward to talking to you soon.